You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 277, and we're a few days late with our countdown to kickoff episodes, but you can catch up here over the next few episodes. Today is day number 71. It's all about Alex Barrs. Alex is a junior from Nashville, Tennessee, where he attended Montgomery Bell Academy. He is 6'6", 320 pounds, and holds down the offensive line. He plays right tackle currently, and we're going to go through his high school days, how he got to Notre Dame, as well as a little bit of his career at Notre Dame, and then our projection for this upcoming season for Alex. So, Randall, to get us started, tell us a little bit about Alex's high school days and his route or his path to Notre Dame.
Well, he played at, like you said, Montgomery Bell Academy down in Nashville. His senior year, he was actually a pretty busy guy. Seems like he obviously played football, played offensive tackle and defensive tackle, so he played on both sides of the ball. And then besides football, he still played basketball, did shot put, and he played the saxophone in band. So it doesn't sound like he had a lot of free time when he was a senior in high school. But his football team did have a 10-2 record that year, and he ended up being an Under Armour All-American, playing the Under Armour game, and then he was ranked, coming to Notre Dame, he was ranked 154th overall by 24/7. So pretty highly ranked guy for Notre Dame. Obviously, Harry Heaston doing his magic, bringing in another offensive lineman. But yeah, he came in as a four-star, highly ranked four-star, and that was in 2014. And he chose Notre Dame even though his older brothers didn't. His older brother, Brad, actually played defensive end at Penn State from 2010 to 2014, I believe. And then Blake was an offensive lineman from Michigan. He committed to Michigan in 2011. So I'm guessing he's hoping that rivalry with Michigan starts up pretty soon. I don't think it will before, while he's still at Notre Dame. But he does have a brother that's offensive lineman at Michigan. I believe he was a redshirt junior this last year. So he did pick Notre Dame despite his older brothers, which was a good choice by him. And then coming to Notre Dame, he obviously didn't play his freshman year. He spent most of the year on the scout team, and most of the offensive linemen that year did. And then in 2015, he actually got a little bit of playing time when Quentin Nelson, the left guard, went down against Clemson in the rain, and he came in as his backup, played the rest of the game. And then he started two games while Nelson was healing from his
sprained ankle.
But then in his second start against USC, Alex Barrs ended up breaking his ankle. And I remember talking about that. And, you know, was Nelson ready to come back? But Nelson came back in and took his place and did a good job. So they were very good 1-2 tandem.
And they were battling for that same position in the spring last year. So this upcoming season now, he's over at right tackle. He's going to start. And do you feel comfortable with a first-time starter over at – it's not left tackle. I guess it depends who the quarterback is, which one's more – which side is the blind side. But do you feel good about having Alex start over there at the right side?
Yeah, I do. I mean, he did good against when he played at left guard last year. So he did. He does have that game time experience, and obviously he was competing for that spot, the right tackle spot, this spring. And looking at the offensive lines that we've had, I think he's just going to step in and do a good job there, left or right tackle.
All right, I agree. And he's longer than what I thought he was, just from from last year, 6'6", so he's very lengthy.
Yeah, and do you think, question for you, do you see, obviously, Ronnie Stanley went from right tackle, switched to left tackle, NFL, and I got Mike McClinchy, right tackle, and now he's playing at left tackle. Do you see Alex Bars starting out at right tackle and switching over to left tackle once McClinchy isn't around anymore?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. Is McClinchy gone after this year?
I don't know. It just depends. He has to have a really good year.
If McClinchy is gone after this year, I could definitely see that. If Alex plays well at right tackle, I could definitely see that. But if McClinchy comes back for another year, that would mean moving Alex, assuming he also stays around for his fifth year. I don't think that he would move over. I just kind of imagine someone else stepping up to take that left tackle position over the next 2 years. But it's very possible, and it has been happening. It seems the right tackle, like you said, has been moving over to the left side. But it's worked out very well, too, with usually they have about 2 years of eligibility remaining once they make the move.
My prediction right now is that McClinchy will be gone after this year, and Alex Bars will step over and be the left tackle.
If McClinchy's gone, I could
17.
I would agree with you. If McClinchy's gone, I agree with you.
It's the bold prediction.
But if McClinchy stays around, meaning that Alex would just have 1 year remaining, I just kind of imagine someone that we maybe don't foresee as a starter at left tackle right now will fill in those shoes. Gut feeling. All right, that's it for Alex Bars. Oh, his social media.
On Twitter, he's Alex_Bars70. And then his Instagram is AlexBars_. And I'd say the majority of his picture, he obviously liked fishing. Fishing is one of his hobbies. He even has pictures of him holding a fish with the golden dome in the background. So I'm not sure where he catches them or how he gets them to campus. Size of the fish, I don't think he caught it on campus, but I'm not sure.
I do see. Yeah, I'm looking at some of those pictures now. Looks like maybe he found the only good fishing place in Indiana.
True story.
All right, check back again for the next episode. We'll be going over another offensive lineman, Hunter Bivin, for day number 70. Thanks for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.